It is free radio. I'm Adam Wilborn in a position quite a lot of people probably be very jealous of me right now, in a hotel room with Fifth Harmony. Hey! Hello, girls.
Hello.
Welcome to the West Midlands. Welcome to the UK. I've seen you've been some sampling the British culture. What do you make of Britain so far?
I love it here, personally.
The people are so sweet, and they're so proper and just polite, and y'all are just so cool, man. Dang.
Everyone's really cool.
Yeah. I read somewhere you've been learning some British slang. How have you been getting on with that? What have you learned?
We're a bit knackered right now.
Wait, is that one something with the coin, a penny?
China.
Minted.
We have a lot of China here, right, friends? That makes sense.
Okay. Isn't there one that's like buffting?
Buffting, yeah, that's attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think some people who listen to free radio wouldn't even know that one.
There are so many fit people here.
I thought I could teach you three phrases, because the West Midlands is slightly different from down south where you've been.
Good to know.
So three phrases, a bit of an accent on these, like the London, but a bit different.
Okay.
Cup of tie.
Cup of tie,
which is a cup of tea, but that's said in a...
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I know one of you...
A cup of tie, like it's tea.
Yes.
You're saying cup of tea. I was like, wait a minute, cup of tie is just tea, but it's an accent.
You have to learn it if you're around here, because I've been struggling with the accent. I've lived here for about 5 years, so... Os, which is just horse. That's just a local way of saying the word horse.
What is it?
Os.
I need to get on my os.
O-S-S, I think.
Os.
I love my os.
I love your os too.
We do too.
And the number one thing you need to say when you're in the West Midlands is, that's busting.
That's busting,
which is just—it's just very good. Yeah, exactly. It is. You're on it there.
That's busting.
We should teach you some of our three lingo.
Go on. What have you got to teach me?
Everyone, try one.
That's hella cute.
Okay. All right. You have to say hella like all the time.
Hella,
like it means
good,
like really.
Hella good.
Yeah.
That's hella.
That's hella cute.
Okay.
Hella.
All right. Learning in there a couple times or a lot of times.
It could be like better like. It's like but like.
Say you love Waffle House.
Or that.
Oh my God, I love Waffle House.
Yeah!
That's a common American phrase.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's Ali's American phrase.
I have one for you too.
Okay, go on.
It's pretty southern. Okay, it goes, oh yeah, that's clutch. Like, that's good.
Clutch.
That's clutch.
Oh, wow.
And I also say dope. That's real dope.
No, dope. Yeah, we get that with Will.i.am being on The Voice. We've learned that over the last few years. He says that pretty much every sentence.
And you're all like, what is this man saying? You can say like, I can't right now.
Yeah. I can't even.
I guess that's Tumblr slang more than American slang.
Okay. I'm going to America in a few months' time, so I need to get this learned.
Just rehearse this, you'll be great.
Okay, we'll do. And I see you've been trying some of the British food. You went to Nando's.
Yes.
How was that for you? That must have been an experience.
On point.
It changed my life, seriously.
Is that considered British food, though?
Yeah.
Like, isn't it just a chain?
No, it's Portuguese food.
Yeah, but we'll claim it. We eat the most of it, I think.
Probably, yeah. We need one in America.
Ironic.
My blood is literally 100% Nando's.
Mine too, that medium sauce?
No, it's 90%. It's 50% curry, 50% Nando's.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Curry, you'll do well with curry around here.
Oh, my God.
It's curry.
Because once I went, I've been going to Nando's for the past, like, literally 6 days, like, three times a day. But then one time it was closed and I had to eat curry. And it was the first time that I've ever eaten curry. And so from now on, like, every time... I mean, we've been in the UK. I eat either Nando's or curry, nothing in between.
Well, if you're staying in the West Midlands, which I know you are tonight,
yes!
You have to try the Balti round here.
Oh. What's that, Balti?
Balti is a type of curry that the Birmingham is famous, well, the West Midlands is famous for.
Ooh, fantastic.
Is it like yellow curry or red curry?
It's all sorts of colours, yeah. It's, depending on where you get it from, to be honest, whether it's good or
rainbow
bad.
Rainbow curry, metallic curry.
Purple curry.
Now, you girls were on Britain's Got More Talent just last night, actually. What did you make of that? Because, you know, like we said, it's a relatively new introduction to British culture, and you watched a dog win a talent show.
Oh my gosh.
I love British television.
Me too. Like, me and Lauren were talking about it.
Yeah, it's so quirky. Like, everything,
so
the way it's
quirky.
Set up, the things that are done, the things that are said,
the
it's just
humor,
really cool. Yeah.
Like, everything about it, I just love it. You guys are so creative and cool and just interesting. It's just so awesome, so fascinating. Great job.
It
seems like you guys don't take like it so seriously because the main people that were like acting out, we're adults.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they were having so much fun and like being just let free and loose.
We take television way too seriously. Everyone's like an actor. Everything's scripted. It's like high profile.
We are better than just a dog wing in a talent show, but it's a fair reflection on welcoming you to the country. And you know, you were there. You were backstage with the likes of Calabro and Niall and Louis from One Direction. Was that nice hanging out with? Obviously, because you guys, people might know this, but you guys were on the X Factor in the USA in 2012. You came third. You're the most successful act to come from the X Factor in the US.
Thank you.
What was it like, you know, meeting and chatting to Niall and Louis? Because obviously they've come from a similar position to you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I mean, they are super awesome. We've been able to kind of, we met them like a long time ago on X Factor USA. And then we've kind of, after that, seen each other at like different events and shows. But they're so, so, so nice. And just really some of the coolest guys we've ever met. So down to earth and humble and so much fun.
Yeah, I kind of like that we don't really talk about work necessarily when we're like talking to them and stuff.
Just friends.
It's really like, just like normalcy, like, chilling. It's cool.
And you met Little Mix as well recently, a girl group from X Factor.
We actually went on tour with them last year.
Jane actually came to one of her performances. Yeah. She came to GAY, and she came and watched us, and then she was she was literally on the side.
Cheering us on.
We could see her singing
every single song.
I was like, this girl is the cutest thing ever.
She's the cutest,
And it's an obvious question, and it's probably been asked a million times, but could you ever see a collaboration in the future with either One Direction or Little Mix?
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. Stick it up for the groups, you know, and we both come from, like, the same homeland, which is X Factor, so it'd be kind of, it could be cool.
And they're also talented, too. Like, they're both super talented, super cool people, so yeah!
That would be fantastic. I think, well, just the photos from the other night when they went on Twitter nearly broke it, so I don't know what a collaboration was due. And for something we have to mention, Normani's, it was your 19th birthday.
I had so much fun. I wish, you know, I could be closer to my family, but this was a great, like, a great birthday as well. I had a good time. And it was awesome.
You know, you partied a bit with Louis and Niall last night. What was that like?
It was great. Honestly, like Lauren said, that we don't just talk about work or, like, industry stuff. They took us out. We were friends, and we just went out for the town and had a good time, especially because we've been working so much, so we haven't necessarily gotten the opportunity to, like, see a bunch of things, so that was really cool. And the music was real good.
So good.
The music was good.
I've never been to a club before, ever. That was my first time going to a club.
First time in London.
Like that. You guys' clubs out here are amazing.
Yeah. Well, if you're thinking of partying tonight, I know you want to go. Cheers. I know you want to go out maybe in Birmingham tonight. You were going to go for some food and maybe go for some dancing.
What's some suggestions? Ooh.
Do you have a seafood and steak place?
There's definitely a few of those just up and down even Broad Street on Birmingham. You can't go wrong with them. But I mean, you've got Walkabout, which is on Broad Street, which is very popular with people of your age.
Yeah.
The youth.
What is it?
Young adults? I think it would play songs you probably like.
Pop songs?
It doubles us both. Well, so long as you don't mind your feet sticking to the floor, I'm sure it'd be absolutely amazing.
So it's a club and it's called Walkabout.
Walkabout. It's an Australian-themed bar.
Oh, I love it.
Australian-themed in a Birmingham. That sounds cool to me.
have you girls had Jaeger bombs yet? What? Since being? Oh, okay. That'll be an experience for you. Imagine the worst tasting drink possible, and you'll probably have it there. It is a shot of Jägermeister mixed with Red Bull, and it's guaranteed to start a party. That is all.
Unfortunately,
not us.
We're all still pretty underage.
We got Barbie dolls. So.
You're all good here, though. Surely that's all right. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
We're trying to like lose weight, you know.
Okay.
That's calories.
So a night in with the waters to celebrate your birthday for tonight, maybe. Just go out. Just maybe just watch the people on Broad Street, because that's you get enough of a party atmosphere from all the people.
Yeah. Definitely. We'll find a good restaurant.
And if you're jet lagged going out about 2 a.m, you'll see the sights of Birmingham. Don't you worry about that. It's really good. Girls, thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love
I hope we've introduced you to British culture enough.
Definitely. It's been a very warm welcome.
Seriously, thank you guys.
And I know your fans would love to see you performing around here very soon as well. So let's hope we can get that sorted.
Make it happen.
That's definitely coming.
Yes, that would be. It would be fantastic to have you to out round here. And your album Reflection is out on June 29th. Some great singles on there.
Thank you.
And the